Hi, Nora. I think we're ready to start. If you could turn off the music, please. Thank you. Welcome, everybody, to Yellow Zebra. We are called the Serial Chillers, and we are here to chill you out a bit. Neighborhood, doing a little exploration. was walking down the street, smoking my J, enjoying myself, listening to some good Bob Marley tunes, having quite a nice day. It goes like this. Sheriff Janos Barna. He was not too happy about it because he turned around like he smelled something. So I just nonchalantly turned around and walked the other direction, thinking he wouldn't see me. I walked a little while and I looked over my shoulder, wondering if he saw me. I looked back and I saw he turned around the corner too. He was coming after me. So I started jogging a little bit, just acting like a normal jogger in town. But when I looked over my shoulder again, I saw he was jogging too, coming my direction. Since I don't want the police to catch me, you know what I did?
I took off! And I ran!
Street walking face grooves, a sidewalk in pimp shoes. By the police, because there's nothing wrong with it. That message is officially brought to you by the Serial Chillers. Do what you like as long as it's morally correct.
Let's go!
A street walking bass groove, a sidewalk in pimp shoes, a strolling down the Dead. This song is about when you're at the bar, possibly kind of inebriated, and you get a girl's phone number, and things go well with the girl, and you get her number, maybe you kissed a little bit or something, but the next day when you want to give her a call, or 3 days later if you follow the standard rule, you lost the number. So it's about that wish of getting the number back, wishing you didn't lose it. Operator, can you help me? Help me if you please. Give me the right area code and the number that I need. My right and left upon a midnight cloud, singing like a summer breeze. Thank you.
gun down in Texas, foes are out in Utah. We got to find a private nine.
Sound okay there, effect-wise and levels? I mean, I know we're not paying you tonight, but well, yeah, we can tip you later with a drink.
We all bear the weight, and loving is all we got.
thank you. The tune is called Passengers. It's about going through life how we're just passengers on a train, basically. Life doesn't last long, so live it up while we can, right? Sitting in a cave, deep beneath the jungle trees, darkness fills the humid air, thoughts are floating everywhere. How can you see so far from the sun? Echoes laughing all around, water dripping, dripping down, pools of water on the floor, wash away the fear no more. Don't be scared, calm down, don't you run. called Records on the Radio. The next tune is called Nickels and Dimes. If you're from the USA, you would know that pretty quickly. That's it's sort of like the equivalent of like 24-inch and 54-inch coins. And the song is about trying to get by on that kind of money. One-third covers, because we like to play some cool other band stuff too. Is it possible to, Nora? Nora. Nora, bebe. Is it possible to turn that on? Thank you. If I take this off, I'm gonna sweat my eyes.
Can't you take the heat?
I'm halfway naked up here already. So.
Yeah.
this is a song I put together back in college because I had this really sexy Spanish teacher. And I was trying to think of how I could get with her. And I thought maybe if I wrote some song with a little bit of Spanish in it, then maybe she'd be impressed. So if anybody speaks Spanish in here, you're gonna have a little Spanish lyrics at the end of the song. It goes like this. I've got this feeling that I've never had before. Yeah, I've got this feeling that I could walk through your open door. And I've got this feeling it could last until the end. And this feeling I may never have again. So, what I did is on my final exam day, when I handed her my test, I gave her a CD with a recording of this song on it, and my phone number on the front of the CD. And the thing was, I thought for sure she would at least call, but weeks went by, and I didn't hear anything from her. I was wondering, were the lyrics not good enough? Or was I not attractive enough? Or maybe she was just taken, I didn't know, really. So 4 weeks went by and I didn't hear from her at all. So, I guess the Spanish didn't work. The world keeps turning and my heart keeps burning. The more I yearn, the more it hurts. Aunque no lo parece admisible, tengo que pedir un deseo. ¿Cómo puedo decir mejor? Quiero tener mi profesora. And so, actually, after waiting for like a month and getting no phone number from her, or phone call from her, one day the phone did ring. And it was this unknown number, and I got excited. Maybe it was her. And I picked up the phone, and it was her. And she asked me if I wanted to go dancing that night. Yeah. But though there was only one problem, as it happens in life sometimes. I started dating another girl 2 weeks earlier, so I couldn't go with her. Life. Aunque no lo parece admisible, tengo que pedir un deseo. Te quiero tener mi profesora. Para mi profesora. She was pretty sexy. So here's another US related song. Every kid who grew up in the USA has eaten like 3 peanut butter and jelly sandwiches per week in their whole childhood. Yeah, a couple per day. And every kid takes them in their lunchbox to school. Peanut butter and strawberry jelly or grape jelly, depending on your preference. It's a really good combination. You put peanut butter on one piece of bread, jelly on the other piece of bread, and you put them together, and it's heaven. Especially if you dip it in some milk. So this song is kind of about that, you'll see. Will the two of us fit so right? Yeah.
peanut butter jelly.
I also had a lot of Buffalo nickels and Mercury dimes, some silver dollars in there. I actually used to go to the bank with like $20 in my pocket and exchange it for a bunch of coins so I could look through them for the valuable coins. And then I would take all the coins back over and over again. When I look back on that, I think it was actually quite crazy. Because nowadays I really hate coins. I'll tell you about it. Let me get to the bottom of the reason why I really don't like coins so much. You know, when you come to the bar and you give them a nice crisp 20,000 forint note and you get a bunch of coins back in your pocket, you gotta take those coins home. If you're anything like me, you've got a big jar on top of your dresser or desk with a bunch of coins in it. The jar is always overflowing with coins. And you can kind of solve the problem by grabbing some coins every time you go out, but it's just not practical. Yeah. And those coins then soon spill down into your underwear drawer. And those coins are really fucking dirty. Sometimes you see one sitting on the bathroom floor. And even though you wouldn't pick it up, somebody else will. And you have no choice over whether that ends up in your pocket one day. That's the problem with coins. Coins in the street, coins in the metros, the coins in my pockets. Banging up my headphones and I don't wanna worry when I reach into my pocket. Is our song about coins. There's a video on the YouTube about it called Coins. We're called the Serial Chillers. If you'd like a sticker or something, we got some up here. You can just take them.
Little woman, I just didn't leave you alone. Hey!
gonna take it over a bit east from Mexico now and a bit south. It's Icelandic. It's in a very warm tropical area. All the way down to Kingston. Great crowd, thank you. I love you guys. heaven knows why you won't see me. Won't you please stand up and try to explain? Some drinks, smoke some cigarettes. Now's a great time. We're gonna be back on stage in about 15 minutes. Thank you guys very much.